You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, hour number three on a beautiful Monday morning. 52 in Green Bay, 55 in Alton, 52 in Oshkosh. Forecast today, sunny, high in the upper 70s. Actually, somebody sent me a picture. Lisa Hale, our amazing news person in Oshkosh, she's actually sitting out there in a fishing boat right now. Somebody sent me a picture, Todd, right outside the studios there.
Lovely.
She's just cruising up and down the river doing all of her work right now.
When you said she was sitting in fish, I didn't know where you were going.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I went to fishnet.
Fish
stockings. Oof.
Wow, okay.
I'm just saying.
I don't know where
you're
going.
He's with the vibrator.
Today,
you're with the fish stockings. Okay. I'm the only.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, we got my good friend Daryl Burnett here talking about one of their greatest. Of course, I shouldn't say this because you talk about
the German.
Everything you've been doing now is beating out the other ones over and over. But this is a phenomenal one. 2025 Festa Italiana, world-class lineup of cars that are unbelievable. But first, tell us about the James Bond collection.
It went fantastic. We had our premiere on April 22nd. And it was phenomenal because we brought Nick Candy in from the Aston Martin Owners Club International. Wow. He came in on his own and spoke. And we had someone from the Ian Fleming Foundation come in that evening.
Oh, wow.
So it was a tremendous red carpet event. And I know you guys were planning to come, couldn't quite make it. But we're going to have a special showing just for Mino and the Mayor.
I think that would be phenomenal.
You'd spend your money somewhere else.
Okay, hey,
but that was—I heard that was very well attended and just it was so unique.
It was.
And you do bring the unique things. I'm gonna get to that with this, but I'm sure people were like, even when they thought it was going to be cool to get there, like, oh my god, I can't believe.
And they're
this.
Coming in from all over the Midwest,
right?
Because this is only the other place, the other being Washington, D.C., that you can see any James Bond vehicles, and the only place you can see these.
Okay, now, I got to ask this question, because you put in here, what, five of these is worth, these cars are worth how much right here?
Over $30 million.
Who's the guy backing them into those tight little spaces you guys got over there?
Well, knowing me for many years, you know it's not me.
Okay.
Dave Van Ness, our pit crew chief, and the great team we have, take care of that, and I get to be in a supervisory role, which
there you
is...
go.
Yeah,
you
know, another
careful,
way
careful,
of saying,
careful.
Daryl, stand over here. Daryl, stand over here and don't touch them.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? We're talking about the worst jobs for me possible. They never put me in a car to do that part of it. But even if I was the guy, okay, come on back, Mike. Somebody like, hey, Mino, hey, what'd you think
boom.
Of the draft? I thought they should have great. Boom.
Well, someday, you know, and I've been searching for over 7 years now for a pale yellow four-door Buick.
There you go. Without
that
an engine.
Is out there somewhere.
The only car that the Rawhide Boys Ranch ever turned down. How ironic is that? Basically founded by a Green Bay Packer quarterback, and one of the only cars he ever turned down was the car owned by a Packer quarterback. You got to admit there's some irony in
there
that.
There is. Yes. There is.
Wow. So, Daryl, that... I don't know what the collection was on the bond in terms of the value, but what you have coming up, and I went to this last year, and this is like one of the best shows, although I was kind of partial to the German one because I do like German cars.
Hey, you can't go wrong with that one either.
No, that's pretty tough too.
Yeah.
But tell me about the Italia Fest.
Well, we're going to bring in all new cars again this year, but these that you are talking about and looking at, and hopefully everyone will come see, are truly one of ones. There's nowhere else in the world. In the world, you can see these. We have the Queen of Belgium. You know, if you remember King Leopold III, this is a one-of-one Ferrari that Enzo Ferrari made for her. And the roof looks like it's painted white.
Yeah.
That's actually white silk on the roof. And we have Juan Perón, Argentine president.
It's like actual the Juan Perón.
The Juan Perón, who was married
from
to the famous Evita.
Madonna.
Right.
He was married to Madonna.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw the movie.
So these are all one of ones.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. I love that movie.
Yeah. And, you know, just from top to bottom, 8 decades of all Italian badges. The Ferrari Club of America is doing a special event. Over 30 Ferraris are going to be coming in a parade in the Green Bay this Saturday. We're going to have the Alfa Romeo Club from the Midwest coming in. So we hope everyone can come out. I mean, for $15 to get food and an eyeful of the most beautiful vehicles ever made.
And you get a Lamborghini that goes 215 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's a VT Roadster. Just an incredible, incredible car. And you know, they only made a handful, only 466 of these over, you know, a 5-year stretch.
I remember Mario Andretti talking one time that 200 might be unsafe for anybody. 200 might, I don't know, that's over. And now it's like, okay, I got my Lamborghini in the garage, it'll go 215.
This was the first Lamborghini ever to go over 200 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So this is right on Adams Street, right? Kitty corner from, you know, the wine, right? Where we go. Captain's Walk. This is this weekend?
Saturday.
When's the parade? Okay, is the parade? Is it they're going to come?
No. When I say a parade, they're going to be driving in. They're all collecting, I think, in Manitowoc from Minnesota, Chicago, all over. And then they're going to be coming in as a group.
Wow.
Really?
Yes, they're coming in as a group. So if you're hanging around downtown.
And they're starting in Manitowoc?
Yeah, they're starting the meeting point in Manitowoc, and then they're all driving together from there.
Wow.
So if you're around 1 o'clock, 12:30 on Saturday, you're going to see quite a parade.
That's my neighborhood.
This isn't coinciding with the one, because they do a really cool thing in Manitowoc every summer. When they shut down the town, and everybody in their classic cars drive all over.
Yeah,
it's really cool. It's really popular.
Yes, it is. I think this is just a gathering place, and they're going to be driving up here. And then they're at your place for how long?
From 2 to 6 on Saturday.
Okay.
And people ask me, how long are these cars going to be there? One day.
Yeah.
And this is the only time ever these cars will be together. I mean, what you're looking at here and our viewers can't see, but we hope they'll see on Saturday is, I mean, these are Pebble Beach Concorde Elegance winners. They're coming to Green Bay, to the Automobile Gallery.
Well, again, even like this,
Center.
Okay, the Apollo Spider.
Yes.
5 are still in existence in the world.
Right. This is one of them, and this is the first one ever made.
Wow. I mean, Juan Perón's car.
Right.
I mean, this is amazing.
Let me just ask you, because I don't think people can really, they don't see the pictures that you brought in here today, but what is the value of that display? I mean, you've got...
It will be over $100 million.
Can you believe that? There's going to be over $100 million of Italian cars at the Automobile Gallery from 2 to 6 this Saturday. You can't miss that.
I promise you one thing. I will not put my drink down on the hood of any of them. I promise.
I guarantee that because these will be roped off as well.
As they should be.
But most of them are going to be right there so you can get up close to them. But we do have a few like this that you can only get within 2 or 3 feet of them. But what an amazing collection, you know. And I look at this from the standpoint, it's like this is a farm kid who now is being handed the keys to Tiffany's.
Right.
You know, for the day.
Do you ever get in them and just take it for a little spin?
I have had owners offer that, and occasionally I take them up on that offer, yes.
Really?
It's one of the few perks that come with my job.
Where do you go at 215 miles an hour? Yeah.
Well, hopefully the opposite direction of the constables.
Wow.
Got to Westy Pier in 45 seconds.
That's right. Where were you? I just went to Madison and back. Wow. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
That's pretty neat how you got that. And tell me, you know, I know you've got a gazillion connections. How do you get something like this in a... I mean, we have a great city, but I'm sure it's sought after. How do you land that?
That's really where it starts. It starts with two things, connections and trust. I mean, a lot of these, the owners, like this one that was owned by the Queen of Belgium, Princess of Belgium, the owner is out of Mexico. But he entrusts this car to Motion Products in Neenah, which is one of the foremost Ferrari and, for that matter, Italian car restoration shops in the world. And through a series of conversations, we've been allowed to have this car on display. That's an example. And then our good friend Dennis Garrity.
Yeah.
I mean, he is an international judge. And we have some of his collection coming in. But I have to say, you know, as good of a friend as Dennis has become, it took about 4 years to convince him to say,
right,
you know, I'll entrust my cars to you. So it's worth it because it's literally like reaching the summit of a mountain to be able to get even one of these. And then the more you get, so the greater the show. You,
I got to ask this, Jim. You're great friends with Red.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he talked to you when he had this idea.
Oh, yeah.
What was the vision then versus what it is now? Is this exactly what he had in mind? Or?
I think he wanted to, I think he had his own cars he wanted to share, right? And that was the word he used. He wanted to share that with the people and was looking for a place. And thank God that worked out with that building. But he did talk about having friends, other people, showcase their cars too.
He did.
I don't know that he saw $100 million of Italian cars there, but
no, I don't think Red ever envisioned James Bond. And I don't think he ever envisioned this. But you know what? He did want more than anything else was to have something for the community that would be embraced. And we've been able to do that. And that's probably the proudest part of what I've been able to contribute, if I've contributed anything to the gallery.
And he just wanted to share that because he had a number of cars at his place.
He did.
I mean, 30 or something?
Yeah, 35, I think, was what he started the collection with. Right. And then that has grown. And, you know, today I am getting a 2006 Bentley Flying Spur donated to the gallery. It's arriving at noon today. Okay. I mean, I never dreamed that I would ever have this opportunity, but our reputation has grown to the point where people want to do that.
I'm telling you, call a lot of my friends, call Donna right now, ask her what kind of car Jim wants. And I've looked it up online, the Bentley, sister to the Rolls. That is such a cool, and there's not a ton of Bentleys out there.
No.
And I like the name too.
Yeah, okay, I can tell you something funny. So the quarterback done it, I think it's Oklahoma or Georgia, one of the schools. He got his NIL thing and bought a Bentley.
Oh.
College kid, okay, got a Bentley. But if people are like, what's that?
Yeah.
Like you think all these, you know, co-eds would be like, oh my God, like, what's that?
Yeah, that's
like,
okay.
It's a Bentley.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's a Bentley.
Well, when the appraiser was doing the appraisal on this particular car, I think she uncovered that there were only about four in the state of Wisconsin. Four or five.
Wow.
There are more Rolls Royces than Bentleys. And that's why I like the Bentley. I think it's just super cool. And I there's just a whole lot of things I like about it. Hey, when did the car start getting there?
Well, today is when we're bringing in some of these really special ones for some television or radio we're doing this week. So I want to thank you guys, too. You have been with us from the beginning. You know, when this was merely an idea 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you put me on the radio. And now look where the show has come. And you guys deserve a lot of credit for that.
Well, it's fun. I mean, so many of our listeners are into this. So.
Well, right. And I would agree with that. And who doesn't?
Like cool cars,
right? I mean, it's just it's in movies, it's
status. I would liken it to this. This particular show is like a Rembrandt next to a Monet, next to a Picasso, next to a Michelangelo.
Yeah.
That's really how I would describe it.
Or a Mickey Mantle 1952 car next to a Willie Mays 54 car next to a... Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I'm giving a talk at your place Wednesday at noon to Leadership Green Bay. These cars are going to be there.
Can you
show me some after I'm done?
Yes, absolutely.
Love it. That is so cool. How lucky we are to get that. What?
Todd?
What's wrong with that?
What? I think of Leslie Nielsen and Naked Gun knocking over stuff at the... I just see that. Derek Brandt is with us. Automobile Gallery. Amazing event coming up this weekend. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here and a good-looking Monday morning. Brewers at the Cleveland Guardians, 4:35 on WISS. Kind of an up and down season for them so far. Daryl Burnett is with us with the Automobile Gallery and Event Center here in downtown Green Bay. Festa Italiana coming up on Saturday. And get a thing here. Where would be a good spot to watch the parade coming into Green Bay? Well, it's not really going to be. And like I mentioned about these cars, I said, wow, I assume they'd be, you know, winched down in a. But they are all winched down in a semi, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
But it's the other ones that people could watch kind of come into town.
I mean, we're going to have over 150 Italian cars there on Saturday. So this is just the really top of the Sunday with the cherry on top, so to speak. But if you're anywhere around Crooks and Washington or Crooks and Adams on Saturday, starting at about 12:30, and for the next hour, you're going to see incredible cars coming in.
That'd be cool as heck just to watch that.
I know.
Let's go back to the name of your place, the Automobile Gallery and Events Center. And I've been there for, you do a lot of events, and what a cool thing to get there, because it's before the event, people are mingling, and pretty cool to mingle around.
Oh, it is.
$50 million of cars.
And that's, I think, the one point I want to get across here. You don't have to. This is not some stuffy.
Not at all.
No, this is
not at all.
That's what I hear every year. Is this is the most amazing, laid back, relaxed day, and isn't it cool that we get to see all these cars too?
Right. Yeah, I just think
totally
we're
agree.
So lucky to have that.
In fact, I would never be associated with an event that was
stuffy,
exclusive, and stuffy.
And
that
back to Red. I knew Red. Jim knew Red. We all knew Red. Everybody in Green Bay, one way or another, dealt with him.
True.
You know, in a way. But what we had talked about during the break, his mantra was, "Let's do this for the community. Let's not just try to show off what we have or whatever. Like, let's just bring the community together around something that so many. I mean, you could have somebody that's, you know, the CEO of whatever." And the guy that, you know, is changing a muffler next door here, the exact same passion for cars.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're a not-for-profit. So this is not going into our pockets. This is for the community.
Right.
And I work all year long on events like this one to make sure that we're bringing the very best in for it.
Another thing I want to say about Reddit, he had an interest or passion of having kids see these cars too.
Oh, yes.
Younger people. Because he started when he was 16, right? He really totally got into cars. I don't know how many he had when he was 16, but it's just, it's for everybody. You're right. It's not just for car collectors. It's not just for people who work on cars. That's a family thing there. And I think you guys have really done that right.
Right.
And
he had a real soft spot for children.
Boy, did he ever.
And often he would take very exclusive cars that he owned and he would let a young child sit in it and mess with the steering wheel
cool.
and all of that. Yeah.
Right.
That was a great aspect. Great trait he had.
Yeah.
Tell me about the food.
Oh, food is going to be fantastic. We're going to have wood-fired pizza. We're going to have gelato, Sarah's gelato.
Nice.
We're going to have Italian wines. Belgioso, our great friends at Belgioso. And I have to say this, too. They don't just sponsor this. The family comes. The Belgioso family, Umberto Marconi and Gaetano, they all come. And I think that's really, speaking to what we were talking about before, it's like a family outing.
Yeah.
So bring your kids, you know, bring everyone. Just have a good time.
This sounds like fun. Tell everybody again where, when, and the whole ball of wax there, Daryl.
This Saturday is Festa Italiana 2025 from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Automobile Gallery Event Center. And purposely, the ticket price is only $15. Where can you go in this day and age and see anything close to this?
And the food's included with that, or do you buy the food in there?
Some of the food's included, all the Belgioso cheese, et cetera. You can load up on that. And then we have other things for sale. So
beautiful.
It's tremendous.
Sounds great.
This is great. And this is a lot of work. You said four years in the making. You know, that's pretty cool that you give to this, because you're not making a fortune. You know, I mean, you just, you guys are really, everybody there, though, you can tell. I think that's why it's not perceived as it's stuffy. The people there, right when you walk in, they're the nicest people. Not that they're like Walmart, but they're just very greeting people.
And the people who own these cars are so giving.
Right.
I mean, they don't charge us a dime for bringing these vehicles in. And, you know, like I said before, one of these from Mexico. You know, we have them from Minnesota. We have them from all over at their expense, because they're really buying into what we're trying to do here.
And you've earned that. And it took time to.
Oh,
yeah. Sure, there's people that want to get your car here. You're new. We don't really know what's going to be there. Is it going to be protected? And you've been in business. How long has that Automobile Gallery been there?
Well, we're in our 10th year.
10th year,
now.
I was going to say. Okay.
Okay, I hate to say this because I'm not sure anybody will be here for this, but 20 years from now, 25 years from now, is a place like your place going to be having this great display of cars from 2025? Or have we lost the kind of golden age of cool cars?
That is the million-dollar question right. that is often out there. I think for the same reason that you still see a Model A or you see a steam-powered car, you are going to see cars from this era. And I have to say, the styling has finally caught up because we went through a really lean
period.
Okay,
we were talking about 1989 right. when that horrible tragedy happened with a Yugo going off the Mackinac right. Bridge.
Yeah.
We had some junk out there. But
there is some great styling going on right now in the world. And where this all shakes
in
out
America
with EVs.
Or
yeah, in America
okay.
too. And
they did start to look the same for a little while.
Yes.
And that got a little boring.
Yeah.
So you're saying right now they're getting their own sleek lines? Okay, good.
And you see companies like Jaguar. I have a passion for Jaguars. They totally went a different direction with their new EVs. Okay. And they are throwing some styles out there. They're going to be interesting to see if they're solid following is going to follow them or whether they're going to be out there reaching for a whole new audience. That's the challenge all these car makers have is how do you satisfy your core audience while still moving forward?
I was a diehard GTO guy and they kind of blew it down the stretch.
Yeah. They did.
Yeah.
They just did.
That's a good example.
You know, and
did. Now they're coming back, but they're
so much of it was backroom politics, and that's the really sad part of it. It didn't come down to style; it came down to what was going on in the back rooms.
Yeah.
But you know, talent always wins out, and I have every faith that cars like this are going to be here forever.
Awesome, love
Darryl
it.
Darryl Burnett, Automobile Gallery Event Center, Fiesta Italiana coming up Saturday. We'll talk more about this down the road this week, Darryl. If you can give us a couple of tickets to give away to one of our listeners this week, that'd be awesome.
How about two a day? Would that sound good?
That'd be phenomenal.
Wow.
We're going to talk about this all week long. Darryl Burnett, Automobile Gallery. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank you.
Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to having Darryl Burnett here, Automobile Gallery, excuse me, and Event Center, Festa Italiana, coming up on Saturday, which sounds absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
What an incredible display of automobiles.
Yeah. A lot of cool stuff picking up again, right?
We
talked about, the winter. I mean, the other thing that sucked a lot of our energy was the draft. And we didn't.
Yes.
Talk about, I'm sure there was stuff going on besides that, but we didn't really talk about it enough, and nor did anyone else, because I just think that just became the topic. So we just got to get back to some of these smaller venues that are going on here. There's a lot of stuff going on at Epic, of course, Cup of Joy, and all these musicians we have on here that are playing at these
right.
local places. We just got to plug that a little bit more, because that's really who we are, is this local great talent and opportunities for people to go to. And like that Automobile Gallery, man, that's one of my favorites. Of course, I live right there, but yeah, I just love what they're doing for the community. And this Red Lewis, Todd, I don't know if you knew him. He's the guy that started the whole PDQ thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah.
He always would tell kids, he was a great guy. He never graduated. Did he finish high school?
I have no idea.
That was his thing. It's like, or he never went to college. I know that. And it's like, well, don't tell the kids. I mean, he's one of the lucky ones. He didn't go to college and, made millions, but he was very creative and very, very generous, just unbelievably generous. So I'm so glad his legacy is living on through this Automobile Gallery.
And you can walk past it, just look through the window at some amazing cars.
The window shopping.
I mean, you
cool.
really can.
Yeah.
I mean, because they change that all the time and everything. It's like window displays. It's really cool. It's within walking distance just down the road here. So it's very cool.
And I think it's pretty amazing that, and the building's not that big. Obviously, it's the old Danelle Cadillac right on Adams.
Danelle Cadillac. Boy, that's going back to the 80s there.
Right.
That was big. That was huge.
That was big. $100 million. That's quite the display of anything, be it, that's just going to be.
Downtown Green Bay, though, and I got a feeling Oshkosh should be the same way. It seems like when it was built, cars were first come. It seems like cars were a bigger thing here, possibly, than we realized. You wouldn't think of Green Bay, Wisconsin, or Oshkosh being big car places, but it like some of the big old, like Gathering, that was a car dealership. such and such, one of the other big buildings here.
Right.
That was like Don Hudson's car dealership. That was, I mean, even Broadway was back in like the, you know, the 20s.
That's a good point.
And it's, cars were big. And yeah. One of the cool things, when I walk my circuit around here, and I'm on Walnut, on the west side of Walnut, right before the bridge.
Yeah, that's
there's
building.
A cool old building. Yeah,
that's
and they
car.
Got those little, what are they called? Yeah. Keystones.
Yeah.
Built in for what it was built in 1916, the building was, mm-hmm. and it's got the carved in facsimile of a Model T right. from 1916.
And an insurance cool. company bought that, but that must have been a
car
dealership,
place.
Yeah,
or garage or something like
that's
that.
That's what
right?
I mean. But yeah. it was down, and I could see Oshkosh just from the shape and size of some of those buildings down there with the huge big doors right. outside.
We, in fact, the Gibson now it's a social club, blah blah blah. It's a great location. That was a car dealership right on Main Street as well, and so the big doors are there, the big windows that, up front.
Exactly.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's great we're honoring that because I think cars, you look at it, you can remember, you know, well.
Absolutely.
What you were doing. But it's also tells a lot of history, like the Perrone family.
Yeah.
Just to look at that car and say, oh, that's what they were in. But that's very cool. I'm so glad he's doing that. And that's a lot of work. Like he said, 4 years he's been working on getting these cars here.
Yeah.
So
do you guys want to give away a couple passes
absolutely.
This morning?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do that.
And by the way, it's not going to this person, though. Our first attempt at a limerick that we're giving away a prize package
yep.
for today.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
So this is just where the bar is set right now. I don't know who this is from, but I'm just where the bar is set.
I'll find out.
All right. Mino and the Mayor, where anything is game. No two shows are ever the same.
Right.
The talk of linens and Viber. Okay, you're missing.
Vibraphones is what he says.
The talk of linens and vibraphones. Todd tries to rein them in. His head is always spinning. Shouldn't that be rhyming with
just
vibraphone,
wait.
Sparky? Yeah. Sparky, yeah. You got to rhyme stuff
just wait,
with vibraphones.
We can fix this for him.
Okay. The talk of the linens. I tried to rein them in.
The talk of linens and vibra slaps.
Oh, vibra slaps.
It should be a vibra slap.
Okay, Sparky, get the words
the talk
right.
of linens and vibra slaps, it all just sounds like a bunch of
crap.
Oh.
That's
here's
nice.
What we will do, people.
No,
we'll
modify.
We will improve these for you.
I say modify, you say improve.
Yeah, we will improve these for you. Let's be honest. We're the professionals
that
when it comes
true.
To
that's,
you
that's
know doing things.
Do.
You're
okay.
not.
We could. This one has the first two lines are great.
It's got great potential, yeah. Sparky. We're right. going to work this. We're going to massage
gonna
it. We're
going to send it back
say.
For extra credit.
Yeah.
Yep. Fix that up for us.
Yep.
But let's give away two passes for the event this Saturday, Feste Italiana at the Automobile Gallery and Event Center. You can text in right now, download the Civic Media app, choose WISS or WGBW, text in the lower right-hand corner. Say you want to go to the Automobile Gallery, and we will give away a pair of tickets this morning.
And again, today is National Limerick Day.
Right.
So we're heading out a prize package courtesy of Nicolet National Bank for our top limerick.
Here, we can do with this one here. So okay. We got Mind on the Mirror, we're... Anything is game. No two shows are ever the same. The talk of linens and vibra slap. It's also good. You'll never nap.
Yeah. It kind of lost it right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
but you guys, yeah. you guys had it's not a pile of. You don't want to say that. Slap, nap, crap. What other words?
That's what I said.
I know you're going through that.
Cap, dap,
rap.
Rap. Oh, that rap we could fit into
bad.
This. That we could fit into this.
Rap.
All right, this doesn't
okay,
work.
You know what?
Right.
You know what, folks? We'll do a combination on this one. Somebody help Sparky out on this.
Well, see, I think what he wanted to
we
do
just need
was
a finish a strong finish.
Spinning in linens. I think he was making that connection, but then the vibra slap
linens,
would have to
right. vibra slaps.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe you want to talk of vibra slaps and linens.
And what did you say? What was the line you came up
well,
with?
Well, no, I mean, if you
you'll
switch,
never want a nap.
No, but if you switch vibra slaps and linens, turn that around.
The talk of vibra slaps and, yeah, but the timing on
linens,
that is better this
and
way.
And linens, is it, his head is always spinning. I mean, that's, you're getting close.
You got to understand the iambic pentameter here.
Yeah, or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I think there, the
needs
timing,
one more sentence.
Yes, yes.
One more
the cadence of the talk
stamina.
Of linens
yeah,
and
yeah,
vibra
yeah,
slaps.
It needs another boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
okay, Sparky was a good effort. It really. It was, okay, say everybody.
Okay.
How about Sparky?
Show some
good
appreciation.
Job.
All right. Yeah. No, come on.
That is a good
come
job.
Come on. You can
Sparky.
Stand. You can stand.
You bet.
Yeah.
No, go sit down,
right,
Sparky.
Cool.
You're
yeah.
not going to win.
Thank you for.
You're not going to win. Go sit down. We'll go next
that
one.
Is a great start.
Yeah.
I like that.
It
all
really
right.
is,
we'll
Sparky.
Work on that. Yeah. So,
and you got to figure he's doing that while he's rewiring a house or exactly. something.
Exactly. He's the electrician
so,
in the family.
Think about that. You know, things could happen.
Right. Talk of linens and vibra slaps.
Yeah.
Or you can switch those around, you know.
But the cadence is better this way. Because okay. if you say the talk of vibra slaps and linens, it's a little clunkier than saying the talk of linens and vibra slaps.
Yeah.
The cadence, the actual beat.
Linens and vibra snaps.
Slaps.
And you have to get a word that rhymes with slaps.
Straps.
Straps works. Caps. Caps could work. Caps and the wraps. Better
okay.
than...
We got a package for whoever finishes this one for us. A National Limerick Day. This is one of the most disappointing moments in the time.
Than any hip-hop rap.
This is one of the most disappointing. You, our listeners, this is one of your most disappointing moments right here and right now that you're not stepping up to the plate on National Limerick Day.
So we got a message. Vibraphones were brought up on the program. You're right about that, Dave. Okay. We did talk about vibraphones.
Okay.
The talk of linens and vibraphones.
Wait, you switched it around.
I know, because we just said vibraphones were mentioned on the show, so maybe he wanted vibraphones.
But they really rock.
No, I think
our
you're right.
Old bones.
He's right about the cadence with the
vibraslaps.
Vibraslaps. Yeah, I just think better than any hip hop raps.
Mine on the Mayor, Two Old Men from Nantucket. All righty. All right, whatever. All right. So anyway.
All right, we'll work on that.
Yes. Got a big week coming up for us. A lot of stuff going on this week. And we were mentioning as far as like just, you know, and I think you brought up a good point there. Correct me if I'm wrong. I almost think there's been a little bit of a draft hangover in the community. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. I do, John. I think it was, 70% of the talk? I mean, it just was a lot. It was over half, and now it's gone. It's like, okay, we just have to get back to the local stuff that's going on here.
Well, Daryl brought up a good point, though. They had one of their best days they've ever had at the
Auto. Friday, right?
Was that rainy Friday morning, afternoonish of the draft. Mm-hmm.
Do you think because people came down for that other event?
Oh, that Booyah Fest was
the
packed.
The Booyah Fest? Maybe
was
it was packed. Within walking distance or whatever?
Well, it is.
Kind of spilled over and everything?
Yeah.
And that was, that's the one day over at Lambeau. There wasn't a lot of fun things to do walking around in the rain and the wind that day. Even when you could tell which day people were there because everybody's got like a rain thing on that day versus the other day.
Yeah.
The only bad day, though. I mean, really and truly, we couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Steve Brunier's coming on, and he's the director of public works. And get his perspective on that. But he's also retiring. I think it's going to be fun to ask him what he thinks the community needs. You know what I mean? I think that'd be a good guest coming on this week. And I think we have, I don't know, Todd has the lineup, but... this was going to be the draft. We're still talking about it.
That's what I mean. It almost seems a little bit of a hangover effect of, I mean, at first it was, oh my God, this is unbelievable. And I will say this, everything that happened within the campus is exactly everything that you hoped for.
Exactly.
Tremendous crowds, lively crowds, no fights, no drunken or not crazy, rowdy, all that aspect of it. Great TV. Perfect. Couldn't ask for anything better.
14 million viewers.
Yeah.
I think that was a record. It was close to a record. So that's cool.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Todd, can you read this one? Todd, it's really small print.
I'm making it bigger for you.
Okay. Thank you.
These were made by going online to ChatGPT.
Okay.
Tammy sent these in.
All right, Tammy, here we go.
Each morning, Mino and the Mayor are live on the air with stories and news full of flair. They joke and they chat and give folks a pat, bringing joy to our community with care.
Okay.
That AI is unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
Here's another one she got.
Public.
Okay.
Each morning, they brighten the air with Mino and the Mayor. They are quite the pair. They laugh and they chat with stories to bat, bringing joy to our community with care.
All right. Not bad.
Each morning they brighten.
Not bad. So are these actually from Tammy or?
No, she went online and came up with that.
Okay. Well, Tammy, disappointed in you then too. We thought you had so much creativity being a former Chicago Honey Bear.
She didn't have to admit the AI.
Okay, Sparker says, hey, guys, I'm still at home recovering from heart surgery, okay? I'm doing cardio rehab, but unfortunately, not much work on my limerick skills lately. Thanks a hell of a lot, you beasters.
All right, Sparky. All right. Sorry. Maybe you shouldn't get that wound up, Sparky, if you're just recovering
that's
from
a good
heart
point.
Surgery. You ever think about that?
That's a good point.
Think about it, Sparky. All right. Think about it. Yes.
All right. So is somebody going to win these two tickets?
We don't have a winner yet for today. Okay, I just don't think we do. Do you, Todd?
I don't think so.
I mean, right. Folks, help us out here.
That means tomorrow.
So let me just be clear. Just the tickets we already gave away for the automobile gallery,
yes.
Right? Those are gone.
Oh, you did give those away.
Who did you give those away to? That went to Dave.
Okay.
But we don't have a winner on the Limericks, which is the $25.
Got it.
Well, we... Good to not have a winner. We're going to carry this over to tomorrow. What do you want to do?
I'm going to spend the gift certificate.
We each get $12.50. Well, that's three of us.
I know a guy got fired for doing that once at our old station, Todd. He got gift certificates and it kept getting turned in when the place they got him from.
Yeah.
It was like the same guy and his family showing up every time as the winners. Oh, yeah.
And you guys, if people didn't pick it up, did they give it to the hosts?
No. You don't get nothing.
Nothing. Never did that ever. My other shouting out, but there's no reply
at all. Look at me. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Wow. Hey, welcome back, Mine on the Mirror. Boy, we're kicking out some more here. AI generated.
This is AI, yes.
Well, AI is going to the car show.
The first two are AI. The third one is not. That's from a listener.
Okay. Each morning, they are lively and bright with banter that feels just right. From Green Bay's own lore to sports and so much more, they start off your day with delight.
All right.
Not bad.
All right.
I didn't think the second one I came up with was very good.
Well, it's all lively and bright over and over.
It is.
Yeah.
So we'll forget that one. Yeah.
But I will just say this. Nancy sent in the third one. Now, she won last week, so she's not eligible to win this. But this one's pretty darn good.
There was a producer named Todd who agreed to a job most odd. Keeping two guys in line while listening to them constantly whine. Although together, they make a great squad. Nancy? It's not bad, Nancy. I'll tell you that now.
You added a word, which made sense.
I'm just helping out here.
No, you did. That was good.
But it threw off the cadence by adding the word.
Keeping two guys in line while listening to
them
whine.
All together, they make a great squad.
All right. Odd and squad. Okay. All right. Nancy, that's still very good. Still very good. But we can't give her the prize package, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, Nancy, I'm sorry about that. What is your rule on that? One a week? One prize package
a week? It's more than that. There's a corporate rule.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I think this could win. A little tweaking.
Yeah, I know.
We'll have to take that one home.
Okay, we got time for one more. Who could possibly win our Mine on the Mirror Limerick contest?
We could go to AI too, you know.
That's where I was coming from.
Can we just AI the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing that I don't know, that AI, I told you this, we talked about it once before, but even in teaching you, it's so convenient.
Yeah.
And it's so easy, and it's so spot on. You put in the words, the emotion you want, you put in the subject matter, and it's like seconds. It's like, wow, that's really good. But
well, that's why, I was reading a thing, high school counselor, where it's kind of a tougher job because people are like, well, why do we even need a college education? Everything's going to be AI. I don't need to learn so-and-so. It's all going to be AI. And it's like, can you argue with that?
Right.
Well, I'm not sure.
But can they argue that? They can't argue what AI put out. That's the problem. Is sure, they can write the paper, but they can't defend it because they didn't write it.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
What I like to do at school is get to know students a little bit. You know, kind of what your favorite thing to do. What do you do when you're not studying? Where do you work? You know, and then when they hand in those AI papers, it's like—
You can tell.
Oh, yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
And there's some super smart kids that maybe I couldn't tell, but there's a lot of them that's like, man, you didn't write this.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the school is really, they crack down on that. They don't like this. The AI. I mean, they don't.
Oh,
they
I believe really, that.
They put the smack down on you pretty good. So,
yeah.
But it is a great, great tool. It just is. It's very convenient. And especially for like letter writing, some people struggle with letters and that It's a perfect letter when it's done.
Do they still teach it? Maybe I'm like 20 years late and even asking this question. Do they even teach writing?
Cursive?
Anymore? Todd?
No, I don't believe so.
Asking Todd, the one guy that doesn't have kids or grandkids. Todd, you have to be an expert on this, too.
Our kids are... I don't know.
In second grade, do they teach penmanship?
I don't think they do.
I don't know.
Oh, no, man. I don't think so. We got another limerick.
Yeah, okay. That could be. But you know what? If you write in cursive, that could like be code. You know, if you're
oh, if somebody else doesn't know how to read it. Yeah, that's true.
It's like that's your
that's a good point. That is a good point.
Like the new mafia.
Like literally in a foreign language.
So this one's from Jason this morning. Are you guys ready for
it? Yeah.
Mino and the mayor, I have a theory. One is anxious, the other is cheery. How they get along, I do not know. It's all so eerie. I think there's a little something missing
really
there.
Close,
that's not
though.
Bad though.
But it's not
tweak
bad.
Tweak it, and reapply.
Okay.
Tweak it and reapply.
Correct
and return. We're going to give you that opportunity. We're going to give you that chance.
Yep. Correct and return.
We're going to give you that chance.
Yeah, but this is good.
So all right. That was close.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
All right.
But do they teach penmanship?
I don't believe so.
I don't know.
Because, man, when I was a kid, that was serious.
I know. And that was, I didn't.
The Palmer method. Remember that?
Oh, God. I was not good at penmanship.
I was either. I was terrible. I mean, I used to
people would laugh at you.
I mean, I used to practice my autograph. It was like in the third grade.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And I've still not been able to do it good. I still have the worst.
Tony Roma.
When I have to sign something, I need to come up like a Jordan Love thing where it's just the J in the heart. You know what I mean? I need to come up with something like that.
Yeah, I have my signature down, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm always embarrassed when I'm doing book signings.
Yeah.
Do you write? Do you have that same thing?
Like, no, I always try to get something individual for each person.
Oh, doesn't that take a long time?
A little bit. You know what the bad part is at a book signing? When you're doing it and you're talking to the person and you misspell a word, you have to pretty much throw the book away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're not going to cross out and, you know, oh, it's Mary with an I, not a Y. I should have told you type thing. And it's like, okay.
Schools. Oh, I wouldn't do that. They get what they get.
No. Yeah. What I do, honestly, when that happens, I take a razor blade and I cut off that page, like the page that would be autographed.
Oh.
Because it's not part of the book. And then I donate those to, like, if somebody needs one for,
a
school library or something where it's just that part's missing. Yes.
Schools, I would just always write, get their name.
Well, yeah. But,
nice meeting you, your friend.
Yeah.
I did that. That would go really quick. But, boy, to personalize them and really get... Yeah, that'll take
greatest
a long time.
Autograph I've ever seen in my entire lifetime probably will always be Bart Starr. He had the most, he was perfect. And you talk about the old Palmer method of perfect. Every autograph Bart Starr signed was perfection.
And you read his name.
And that just said something about him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. And they talk about that, you know, write your name so people can read it. Because some of them, you know, they don't.
I know. Oh.
And they're good people, but you can't read their...
I used to get calls all the time from, say, Mino, could I bring in a Packer football? And could you figure out the names?
Right.
Like, the only time you could figure it out sometimes is if you knew that one guy's sound. Because trying to figure out what he said, you know, you
right.
can't. But if you know that's just his mark, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll talk about a guy after the break.
All right.
We're not going to break. We're done.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks for being here, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow morning. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.